stinks.
Love stinks.
Yeah.
little double shot of the foos, as we always do every week here on the Giddy Up. Welcome, boys and girls, 2:12 in the afternoon. You are listening to WMFO 91.5 in the beautiful Tufts University, the state of Medford, Boston. And I am DJ Paulie B, reporting for duty. And across from me is the funny man. Chris, say hi.
Chris, say hi. And I'm sitting across from the rock and roll maitre d', Mr. Paulie B.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Anyways, welcome, kids. It's been a pretty long week. What's that? You hear that? Sounds like we're at the airport.
You gave away our secret location today.
I shouldn't have done that.
Come by Terminal C and we'll buy you a, we'll buy you a clam roll at Legals or something.
Clam roll? Is that code for something?
Just for clam roll.
Yeah. Well, it's 78 degrees. I tell you right now, it's kind of overcast, but it feels like, I tell you, it's a good solid 7 on the SWAS meter.
You can feel it.
It really is.
It's got the mugs. The mugs are there.
Yeah, the mugs. Muggsy Malones are there, yeah. Muggsy Bogues.
if you're a large man, whatever you do, do not wear a t-shirt without anything underneath, because
don't wear Bamlon at all.
No.
Don't wear one of the Under Armour shirts.
Yeah, please don't. It's not pretty.
No.
There'll be some swoop. There'll be some man swoop.
Yeah, man swoop. Oh, that's got to be the worst.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Nice throw up.
Nice throw up.
I just threw up.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
Get the cleaning lady in there early.
Consuela.
Don't worry, we're sure.
Okay, so we got a lot going on. It's 2:14, as I said. Well, I said it was 2:12 earlier, I think. So we're in on Star Trek?
Warp speed.
Oh, we're in warp speed. Let's
warp
hope
speed
not, because I want this show, because the shows are going way too quickly lately. Because you know what? I find them much more funny. And besides that, we also, next week, we have a big announcement. You know, me and the funny man have been doing it for a while, so you know, it might be a little addition. We'll see.
We're opening up the giddy up doors.
We are opening up the giddy up doors for auditions. Anyways, so stay tuned for next week. We'll maybe add another cog to our machine.
Auditions, payola, donations, whatever you want to do.
That's right. Speaking of donations, we are running our annual Tufts University fundraiser. I will give a PSA on that. One donation per hour in addition. Okay. Anyways, we'll get back to that. We're going to play some music. Oh, Chris, would you like to spin the wheel of musical time? Is that what we call it? What do we call it?
We call it whatever we want every week.
I put that on the post
earlier.
Yes,
the musical time machine.
The musical time machine. Would you like to spin it, Chris?
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Give me 10 fingers. This is a big wheel.
It is a big wheel. Okay.
And we're off.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
Attaboy. Whoa. Oh, okay. Oh, I like this year. 1996.
Oh.
That's the year I lost my virginity.
And coincidentally, I did too. Wait a minute.
So it was a good year. 96. I was 30.
Yeah, I know. 20, no, we were 29.
No, we were.
29. A little interesting funny man trivia about 1996.
Yes.
I was drunk the entire year.
Oh, so you don't remember?
No.
Do you remember 97?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a bad year. It was a hangover year.
Yeah, a hangover year. I don't remember anything. 98 I remember, but 96, all right. 97, a little fuzzy around the edges.
So as we do every...
I was bartending.
Every show, every week, we do the top 20 hits, I guess, or
yeah, we're going to do,
from the year that the whale lands on. So
So we did the 96 early in the summer, so some songs you may be familiar with from earlier charts, and a lot of newer that we haven't exposed you to before, but, you know, it's right in the giddy-up wheelhouse of the music that we do play here.
Sounds good, my brother. Okay, so 2:17 in the afternoon, if you'd like to call... or and be part of the show. The number here is 781. This is local number 350-3264. Or if you guys want to hear something, you know, you can always go on myself or the Funny Man Chris page. Or go on our Giddy Up page. Go right to the source. And if you guys, we check it frequently throughout the show. And if you guys want to hear anything, or just message us right on Facebook, because we usually are on Facebook during the show.
Throw rocks at us. We're on College Ave.
But, you know, we do have our rules. It has to be rock and roll. So you guys want to hear anything. And plus, hopefully, Wayno's listening in, and Cook, and the whole crew that, you know, they usually... you know, request some songs
our
or whatever.
Contributors.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Okay, boys and girls, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with some shout-outs, I believe, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So why don't you take us out and let them know what they're listening to?
Yeah, sure. So happy Friday. You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, boy. yes, we'll be right back, kids. Well, that stopped quick. Welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls, 2:26 in the afternoon. That was the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and there was a reason why I played that, Chris.
Because tickets went on sale today.
That's right, for the TD Garden, and they will be here on February 7th, I believe.
Second show added. First one sold out in minutes, so they had the second show.
Of course
show.
It did.
Yeah. So
you're talking about the Chili's, man.
Yeah.
And we will probably be there. And stay tuned for, next year anyways, closer to the date, I'm sure we will have a Chili Pepper show. Because we like to do shows like that. We started with the Foo Fighters when they came to town, and we did the Pearl Jam, all Pearl Jam show.
Yep. And, I got a feeling.
And I can feel an all Chili show. Chili. We'll have to get Chili, the guy from the Opening Anthony show, from back the bum from back in the day.
Yeah.
I actually have some clips still from him.
Yeah. Hey, who knows? Maybe we'll see John Frusciante walk in the streets and we can bring him in. He's not doing much. Since he's left the band, I think he's working at a car wash or something.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's an honest living.
Yeah, honestly, he's broke.
So, welcome back to the show, boys and girls. You're listening to the mecca of freeform radio here at Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It is beautiful out. Well, it's a little swassy for me. It's 78 degrees. And you know what it feels like?
What does it feel like?
It feels like 78. So...
Was that a trick question?
That is a fucking trick question.
You don't know what's saying.
Ice holes. All right, this is the time of the show where we like to appreciate, not depreciate, but accept and love all our faithful listeners. So at this point, we'll do our shout outs and take it away, Christopher.
Yes, I think I will. So for today, the 23rd day of September in the year 2016, we have some new likes. So I want to welcome Kala Barreto, Eric Wilson, Pam Bridge, and Joanne Riddle. Our new likes this week.
Beautiful. Yeah, we like new likes.
We have the Riddler, the Penguin, the Joker. All we need is King Tut, and we get the whole Batman crew here.
There you go.
Yeah.
King Tut.
Remember King Tut?
No.
No, he was the professor. He got hit in the head by a book during a student riot, and he believed he was King Tut. And then he went on a crime wave, and then he would come out of it, and then Bruce Wayne would say, "Well, you didn't know what you were doing. I will advocate for you." And then he'd turn into King Tut again, and he'd start robbing people.
Wow. Yeah. That's some elaborate story. I think you just made it up.
Oh, not that smart.
Just on the cuff.
No, that took years of penmanship and writing. You can't think that stuff up on the fly.
Oh, boy.
All right, moving along very nicely. We have batting leadoff Jennifer Katarzynski Leadham.
Yes.
Ma and Kim at Malden Trans.
Love you.
Billy Roderick. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. And, you know, Michael Scott Stewart has really been a good friend to the Giddy Up.
Yes,
by the way. I do want to mention that, too. Andy Ferry.
And you know what? Let's just say, Michael, if you want to come in anytime, just let us know.
Hey, look at that. You just ask and he shows up.
Oh, my God.
Get on mic.
Sit down, sir.
Hey, I also want some large-chested women to show up and say hi.
What do you got there, Mike? You want two?
Yeah, I'm good.
Can you hear?
Oh, yeah, I can hear good.
All right. How you doing, buddy?
I'm on a new medication, so I had to use the bathroom.
Hey, aren't we all?
Everybody that needs new medication shows up at the MFO studios.
I just drank a Starbucks coffee in Fresh Pond Circle.
On medication?
I
you walked from Fresh Pond Circle?
No, I was driving.
Well, it must be good medication.
And the drive was really, really backed up, and I said, I'm not going to make it back to Malden, so I made a pit stop, and you mentioned my name.
Oh, man.
Wow, you couldn't
instantaneously.
How serendipitous. Dipitous, that was.
I know.
Just, you know, it's like Star Trek. We just beamed him onto the deck of the Enterprise.
That's pretty cool.
I came right down.
He wishes we could beam him tomorrow. Actually, he's already beaming. The medication must be good.
Yeah.
So how you doing, brother?
I'm hanging in there. Had a kind of a interesting some. I had an operation I'm recovering from. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, they removed some water to an unmentionable part of my body. And
oh, jeez.
Yeah, I would have done it myself, you know, with a mirror and the X-Acto knife, but I could be talking really high right now.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I removed a lot of water this morning. I had a good night of drinking last night. So.
Yeah. It's always good to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. But good. I didn't need an X-Acto knife.
Well, once again, the Giddy Up reminds you to stay well hydrated during these.
Always stay hydrated. Yes, absolutely. Exactly.
Always good to do that.
All year long. It doesn't matter what season it is.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend it highly.
So how's the Brigands doing?
They're doing good. I'm basically, because of my health, I'm taking some time
taking off, a hiatus.
But they're going to be playing the International Pop Overthrow this November.
Excellent.
Okay. Yep. All right. Doing that. And I'm still doing Boston with Maroc here on WMFO and WMWM and on Mark Skin Radio.
Awesome.
And I'm on the town with Mikey D. And occasionally I pop into Mike on the mic. So I'm around. I get around.
Yeah.
For an old guy, I'm still moving.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. So if you want to, if you have a post that you would like to, always feel free to post it to the Giddy Up Facebook page. Because I see that you're perusing on that a lot, and you like all our things. You're a very,
have nice
very
comments.
Good,
yeah. Thank you.
Very good friend.
And I book acts for WMFO, WMWM, mm-hmm. and Boston Wind Rock. And
Wow, I got this really kick-ass puppet show. Could I book that?
Are you familiar with...
Before or after Spinal Tap?
Always said, remember, first Spinal Tap, then Puppet Show. So, you know, speak about women in rock. You probably must be familiar with a lot of these, this thing with the female cover bands, like AC/DC and...
Yeah,
and
right.
Arrow Chicks. That's who I was going to mention. Yeah. I know Joni, she's a very, very talented drummer.
Yes, yes.
I remember when they were an original band years ago called She's So Loud back in the 90s.
I did her. I DJ'd her Sweet 16 party.
Mm.
That's it. I plead the fifth after that.
Not Joni and Chachi. Not that one. Remember that episode you were on in Happy Days?
Yes.
Yeah. When you beat up the Fonz. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Tom Hanks who beat up the Fonz. I always get you two guys confused.
Is that the current Fonz?
So, awesome for you to stop by and feel free anytime.
Will do. I just wanted to say hi and want you to continue on with the shout-outts.
Yeah. All right, my brother.
Excellent.
But it's good seeing everybody.
You too.
And so, take care.
Keep up the good work. And like I said, post on anytime. And anytime you want to come over, you know, come on the show for the whole show.
Yeah.
Just, you know, not just to pee.
Yeah. it was
just
a good one.
Give me a call or send me a message and we'll hook it up.
Yeah, I got to leave because I'm illegally parked down in Somerville.
Oh, that's gone.
Well, that's Somerville, basically, illegally parked.
All right, Mike. You guys have a great fall. Hope to see you soon. Yes.
All right, definitely, brother. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care.
Good seeing you.
Nothing like a special guest. So as I do these shout-outs, please feel free to come in.
You see, you never know who's going to pop in at the Giddy Up because it's a circus here.
I got magic powers. Look at me.
Sticks?
Okay, no, Triumph.
Triumph. Yeah. Oh, for magic
power. So my next shout-out is Scarlett Johansson, Angelina Jolie. Didn't work.
No. Why would you want Angelina Jolie?
I don't know. She's single now.
She's beaten up.
She caused her husband to drink and do drugs.
Yeah, and yell at children. Yell at Asian children.
Who doesn't do that?
I know. I seen you last weekend on the corner. Drunk and stupid outside the...
I'm on my private plane yelling.
The Pearl Oyster yelling at everybody that came out of there.
While we're in traffic on Route 1 going to Foxborough. Rolling out, hey!
Oh, boy. You know, we never had this much problems with the shout-outs. when there was a female in here that could kind of take control.
Oh, yeah, they always went swimmingly.
Yeah, well, that was our fault. Now we're left up to it alone.
Our own devices.
So all right. So. We might have to groom someone to do the shout-out.
A bride?
It's obvious we cannot get through them.
No. Andy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner on New Salem Street in Wakefield.
Yep.
Christine Atwell, Michael Bobo, the great Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel. Tonight. 10 to midnight.
WFO. 10 to midnight. Listen to him. He's like David Allen Boucher, except he's black and not Asian. What?
Well,
Allen Boucher is Asian.
Well, well, we don't know about Chase. The DNA test didn't come back. He could be Asian.
But he does have the best music, and it's baby-making music, so don't be alone.
Seriously, you listen to that guy. I think he's as good as anybody you'll Absolutely. Ever hear on the radio. Absolutely. He's a total pro, unlike us, who are a couple of monkeys with a microphone.
No kidding.
Yeah, that was going to be the name of our show, but it was already taken. Michelle Langley-Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie, Home Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall. The man all the way from Lawrence, David Struffolino, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, Stephanie Cardone, and I'm going to add in the greatest, Patty Pepe. The Double P's are back on the lounge.
Yeah, they're back all together.
Yeah?
Yeah, the Double P's. She calls me the Double D's. I call them the Double P's because I think they're a little bit bigger.
Oh, I thought it was because there's...
But we got some
nice
shout-outs from the lounge last night. I listened in to Danny and the girls, or I should say all the girls, and and they had a really good show last night, playing some really great music, and
you can hear them every Thursday on this station 8 to 10.
That's right.
The aforementioned Captain Wino Friedman.
Yes.
Kenny Melanson.
I know, I haven't heard from by the way, where is my phone?
What do I look like, the AT&T store? Mike Marchese. Are you looking for your phone? Are you having a party of one over there?
Maybe he has paged me. I don't know. My phone was in my pocket. There you go.
Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Jolly Driver, Kyle the Bus Driver, no relation to Charlie Driver. Joe Breezy. Oh,
Kyle, I cannot get a signal to hear the show.
Tell
her to go on WMFO.org.
You just did.
91.5, right?
91.5, right?
Right.
Go to www.wmfo.org. Or
if you're on your phone, what you have to do is download the TuneIn app. It's free. It's called TuneIn. And what you do is you download it, and then you go to, you search for WMFO, boom, listen live.
And you're in like Flynn.
You're in like Naval Lint.
But then again, maybe you don't want to listen because you might have second thoughts.
Good point.
I'm joking. We're absolutely wonderful human beings. Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Networks in Peabody, Phil Fleming, Katie Lyons Tardiff, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebex, The Raging Cajun.
Right here, Old School Steve had texted me as well. He said, good to hear you guys back on the air. Got a request for It's Even from 1996.
Ooh.
It's Machine Head. I believe that's Bush.
That is.
Bush never hurt anybody.
Nope. Unless your name's Gwen.
Well,
depends
who you are.
Let me tell you something, man. Don't ever, ever date a woman with songwriting ability, because if you blank her over, there's going to be like 3 albums worth of material about it.
Carly Simon?
Oh, my God. Seriously.
Alanis Morissette?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Who's the other one? Adele. You know, I'm holding judgment until I meet Adele's boyfriend. Maybe he's got his own album. You know? You were kind of cheating on me and slutty, you know. I don't know. Lyrics like that. Bob, Samantha.
Well, I guess I've seen Adele lately. I guess that's better than the what is it called? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
When fat people have it, by gastro.
The thing, yeah, the band, the lap band. Gastric bypass.
Gastric bypass.
Yeah.
So really all you have to do is get in a bad relationship, because she looks great, and I don't think she got the bypass.
No.
I think she just didn't eat and cried in the corner for a year and wrote a new album, too.
Oh, I just put I'm just putting this out. Maybe she got rich and hired trainers and nutritionists and whatnot.
Nah. I just think she sat in the corner doing drugs.
That's Amy Winehouse. She's dead now. So don't go looking for her. She ain't home.
And she's single.
Yeah, her boyfriend OD'd before she did. Okay, Mary Canavan, Jim and the kids on the yellow number 93 bus. Martin.
Canavan.
Canavan.
Okay.
Mary Canavan.
All right.
Yeah. I wouldn't lie about Canavan, would I?
No.
Marcin Katarzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick.
So is that like a caravan, but it's an actual big, like, can? It's not a car.
Are we talking about Adele again?
No. All right, I'll let you. We can't get through the shout-outs. It's taking us 15 minutes
already.
Oh,
my God. Stephanie ATL, Frankie Imbragamo.
Yeah.
You know Frankie's middle name is?
Mustache?
Bartolomo, Frankie, FBI.
FBI.
I just thought of that. Oh, man. Denise Fioretti, Mamelette. I'm going to leave that one alone today.
You need to leave Denise alone today? She's been liking all our stuff.
I know. She's the best. I love her.
We do.
Man, she still looks like she did in 1986. That's incredible.
86? Yeah.
She does. She looks like a kid, for Christ's sakes. God bless her.
Yeah, she's hermetically sealed.
Yeah.
She sleeps in one of those big mayonnaise jars at night.
Mike Fessler, Frankie Feely, Jason a helmet. Not that cheap ass Miracle Whip. Not that cheap ass Miracle Whip. It's gonna be helmets or
it's right, I think I have a full.
I
call.
Think it's the authorities.
Get off the air, boys.
This is the FCC. Pink Kodiak Probe, Big Jack and Janice. Chet in the number 19 cab. Chet, I'm glad to hear that your kids are free. God bless. Cab number 54, Cookie.
Get out my butt.
Christina Fantasia, Buddy, Nicole, and Chloe. Bob and Gigi Messina. Irish Eddie. Jen and Rhiannon. Christine Papalato, Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E. Chris Lyons, Big Marky Gayheart. Actually, there's a song written by the Lemonheads called Big Gayheart. I wonder if it's about him.
Maybe.
Yeah, let's find out.
He's a big boy.
Amy D. Domenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scorio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Terre Marsh, Lane Ivory Allen. Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, try to do this with headphones on if it's coming through. Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish. Oh. I think if those two had a marriage, she'd be Lisa Switzer Delish.
What?
That's the way my brain works. Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Rosemary, and Ed Lyons. Joanne Riddle. Oh, I already said Joanne Riddle. I am DJ Flex. Joanne Riddle wins the free tickets because I said her name twice. I won't tell you what the show's to. Just show up somewhere and hopefully he'll get in. Charlie Connors, John Pierce.
Yes.
Tommy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike McMangan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, Amy Giamacco Moquin, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, Andrew Brandt, and Rebecca Rose Cassidy, and that's all there is in shout-outs.
It only took us half the show to do those.
It's 3:59, and we'll be saying our goodbyes now.
Well, that was something. Anyways, yeah, 2:45.
Oh, my God, it's 2:45.
It is. In the afternoon,
play
it
some
is
music, you rejects.
I'm gonna play some music. It's 78 degrees here in the beautiful state of Medford, Mass. Are you all right?
No.
Anyways, in the 3 o'clock hour, we will do our silly news. We would do the 96 time machine, and of course, the breeze will be calling in with your weekend weather and when to snuggle and when to go out and frolic.
Bring a sleeping bag. You can go out and frolic and snuggle all in one shot.
All right, Christopher. Why don't
cut
you,
out the middleman.
Why don't you take us out? We'll play a few songs and decompress.
This is the great Giddy Up with the maestro of the boards, Mr. Dr. Polly B. You're Mr. Doctor.
Mr. Doctor. I have two titles, two surnames.
And I am the funny man, Chris Ridgway, on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
All right, kids. Trust us. We'll be back. Like it or not.
Just a read through. It all started in January of 1970. Later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Yes, it has, sir.
Oof. Good tune.
My life has become cumbersome. Oh, is it cucumber?
Yep.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's cumberbum. Cumberbun.
Yeah.
I wear one even at the beach. I wear my little skinny, tidy marble bags, my banana hammocks, and a cummerbund.
Hey, you never know when a dignitary is going to be around. You want to be well dressed. You want to represent well.
Or right. Or a wedding might just pop. What do they call them? Flash weddings?
Yeah, flash mob weddings.
Anyways, boys and girls, 2:15. Actually, I'm going to say it's 3 o'clock. I'm gonna jump ahead 4 seconds.
We're rounding up.
All right, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up with DJ Pauly B and the beautiful, lovely, funny man Christopher Ridgway sitting across from me. And I'm trying so hard not to just stare at you. It's hard.
You only know me 100 years. Aren't you used to me yet?
Yeah. Yeah, we need a female influence on the show.
We must, because I had a dream last night that you grew your hair long.
Whoa, see, that's what's happening here.
I know.
At the Giddy Up. Anyways, what are we going to do now, sir?
Well, I want to do a little Where Are They Now?
Where are they now?
Where are they now? And today, okay. Where are they now?
All right.
Happens to be former guitar player. Yes, he's the former guitar player of the Jay Giles Band, who is touring without him off and on.
And his name is Jay Giles.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know.